It is Wednesday night on The Takeover with Holly and Maz.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Kelly K Naturopath joins us in the studio. Kelly, welcome back.
Hi, good to be back.
So good to have you back for another Wellness Wednesdays. We love having you in to chat about health and well-being from a, I guess, naturopath point of view and a nutritional point of view. And tonight we are talking a lot about food and nutrition. We're looking at common food intolerances, specifically celiac disease or those who can't eat gluten, but also lactose intolerance, so those who cannot have dairy products. So tell us, what are food intolerances?
Okay, so food intolerances are a bit different to celiac disease. So celiac disease is an autoimmune condition that is a very severe reaction to gluten. So essentially, if you have celiac disease, then gluten is your poison.
Okay.
Basically.
Yep.
And
can
it's
it
really,
kill you if you have it?
Well, the complications of it could.
Yep.
Hopefully, it would get picked up
in time. Yep.
But really, because of the damage to the gut and the inflammation that comes with that, it can make people very, very sick, and it is far, far more serious than your typical gluten intolerance.
Right.
And, you know, we're talking, you can't share toasters, you can't share cooking utensils.
Yeah.
So be super careful.
Very, very strict.
Yeah, very strict, because the slightest amount of gluten can cause damage, basically.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, which is a little bit different to a food intolerance. So a food intolerance is where the body is having trouble digesting a particular compound in a food. So if we're talking about lactose intolerance, for example, it's where your body has an inability to produce enough of the enzymes to help you break down the lactose. And lactose intolerance is common with celiac disease. Because of that damage to the gut, you can develop a lactose intolerance.
Wow.
And, you know, even after a gastro infection, that could trigger lactose intolerance. Or for some people, it's much more of a genetic thing where they just don't have that ability to produce that particular enzyme. And so that's different again from a food sensitivity, where there is some level of immune system reaction to the food, but it's not like a true allergy, like, you know, someone who has an anaphylactic reaction to peanuts, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a few different terms that are used depending on what's causing you to have that reaction to a food.
Right. So the body is sort of going through a different process depending, you know, for each one. So if it's an intolerance, it's not as severe, the reaction, but if it's an allergy, it is. And it can be life-threatening, particularly something like a peanut allergy. I know that a lot of kids have that and they need to carry an EpiPen because they could die from a peanut
absolutely,
reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that an allergy can be life-threatening.
Mm.
Intolerance and sensitivity is not. But that's not to say that people can't have some very severe reactions with those foods.
Okay.
And there's various reasons why someone might develop a sensitivity or an intolerance. So as I said, you know, an infection or some sort of damage to the gut can cause those secondary sensitivities. Mm. But also we know that over time with our modern diet, our gut bugs and our digestion hasn't been able to adapt as fast as our food is adapting.
Right, yeah.
And so our ability to process some of the foods that we're eating and digest them properly and assimilate them properly can be a little bit impaired. So that's one reason, and then changes to processing as well. So particularly when it comes to gluten. So celiac disease aside, there are a lot of people now who do react poorly to gluten. And it's
that's just an intolerance. It's not an
and so that would be an intolerance or a sensitivity.
Yeah.
So they don't have celiac disease, but the reaction that they get with gluten can cause some problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really interesting. I don't know if there's any stats on this, but I've actually heard that in places like Italy, celiac disease is actually quite popular. And I sort of think to myself, well, that makes sense because they've eaten so much gluten for so many years. And maybe, like you're saying, the differences in processing now, the body's just like, oh, what's going on here? I don't know. I could be making that up, sort of correlation.
Yeah. Well, remember also that celiac disease is a genetic condition.
Okay.
So we do see a higher prevalence of celiac disease in people who are of Italian heritage, Irish and Scottish, kind of Northern European heritage as well, presumably because they carry that gene. So, and people who do carry the gene, because it's not uncommon, about 50% of the population carry the gene. But only, but not everyone is going to end up with celiac disease.
Yeah.
But if you do carry the gene, you are at a higher risk of developing.
Yeah.
Well, celiac disease, yes, but also what we call non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So this is this gluten sensitivity where you don't have full-blown celiac disease.
Right, yeah.
But you might be a little bit more sensitive to gluten.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about sort of in Italy, but, you know, in Australia with the processing of the wheat and wheat varieties being modified to make them more drought resistant.
Yes,
means that they can be quite hard to digest.
Okay.
And, yeah, there's also other components in wheat as well that people could be reacting to. So wheat contains fructans, which is a FODMAP.
Yes,
it is. It also has other proteins that people can react to. So it becomes quite a complex issue if it's not as easy as, you know, you're reacting to lactose or, you've got celiac disease. It really becomes, a lot of trial and error and a lot of kind of trying to work out why someone might be reacting to certain foods.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to chat a little bit about what some of those reactions might actually look like. So maybe those initial red flags, for lack of a better term, when it comes to certain foods that our bodies are just like, oh, nah, I don't think that's a good one for me. You know, intolerances, but also sensitivities as well. We're going to be chatting a bit more about that straight after this. You're with Kelly K, naturopath, on The Takeover for Wellness Wednesday.